Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Cher Latouse. Cher, you were talking about how you started out with just four nurses that you knew about, and then you ended up finding 36 of them in all. You must have done a huge amount of research for that. How have you organized that in the book?
They're all in the book alphabetically, starting with Nurse Allward and ending up with Nurse Wright. So they're all in alphabetical order. And each nurse's story is told separately from another, the places that she worked, whether or not she was overseas or served in Canada. We had a couple of nurses whose war duty was here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to put in photos of the hospitals where they worked so that we could see firsthand what they saw.
And do we ever get little snippets from their diaries or anything like that?
Some of them, yes. Some of them just came home and disappeared into the big cities. And I couldn't find them on the 1921 census, and I knew they were home, but yeah. They just lost themselves in the cities, and that's the way they stayed. Some of them I couldn't even find their death date or burial place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So it's really like 36 little books all in that one book.
It is.
That's fabulous. Now, what about these nurses? Were they all volunteers, or were they conscripted in any way, or how long did they serve? What sort of things did they do?
They volunteered to go, but they were paid.
Okay.
They were paid $2.60 a day. They went in as lieutenants, so they had much higher pay than some of the soldiers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They weren't conscripted, no. The nurses, they went of their own accord. Most of them were just coming out of nurses' college, either at Toronto General Hospital or Queen's Hospital at Kingston, Western Hospital down at London. And whatever hospital they took their training in is usually the unit that hospital supported. And each of the hospitals did support a hospital over in Europe. In other words, they supplied all the staff, all the beds, all the medicine, all the bandages, everything.
Oh,
it was a very expensive undertaking. And if you graduated from Toronto General Hospital, you served with Number 4 through the whole war.
Wow.
Because Number 4, Canadian General Hospital, is the one that they had.
Yeah. And you said earlier that, you know, some of them you lost track of in the research. Were there any that you were able to follow, and did they carry on nursing after the war?
Any that I found carried on nursing, and I'm assuming all of them did. This was their profession. They didn't know anything else. Three or four of the women married and stopped nursing to raise families. A couple of them went back into nursing once their families were grown, but they, for the most part, they stayed with nursing.
Hmm. Their experiences in the war didn't stop them from nursing, which is
interesting. In a lot of cases, it helped them because they knew how to care for convalescing amputees, and they were sent to work in places like the Christie Street Hospital in Toronto, which was the Dominion Orthopedic Hospital. That's its proper name,
mm-hmm.
but it was always referred to as Christie Street. And so, of course, they found good jobs there because they already knew how to look after these patients.
Yeah. Now, you self-publish your books. What's the advantage of doing it that way?
In the first place, it's being able to get published. We don't have a regional publisher down here, not a large one. And in a lot of cases, they are inundated with so many manuscripts from right across Ontario, they can't consider all of them. And I think I had a big enough ego that I wanted to make sure mine got published, and so I self-publish.
Right.
And I have good control over my manuscript. When it comes from the printer, I get a galley, I go through it, I say, no, 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 this is not what I asked you to do. Or I say, this is perfect, continue. So there's lots of control that way.
And how about the marketing side of things? How do you get your books out there?
I do a lot of slogging, wear out a lot of shoes on the pavement. Yep,
mm-hmm.
yep. You have to, when you're self-published, you do have to find your own network and develop it and keep at it day in and day out. I have a website where I advertise my books, and word of mouth from my speaking engagements. I go around to historical societies and genealogical societies to do a lot of public speaking, and so I get the word out that way.
Oh, great. Will you consider reading some more from your book for us?
Let's see what I can find. In the course of my research, I found a number of nurses who were living here in later years, but were not Durham County nurses. They came here late in life from other places, or their families did. But in their diaries and the memorabilia that their families had kept from them, I found a lot of information that was pertinent to our nurses. For instance, I found out where the nurses took their leave when they came to London. As you have seen on the nurses' pages, they were, occasionally, given leave to go and rest from their war duties. Most of the nurses headed for London, taking transport duty across the channel on hospital ships, such as the Landovery Castle. I had wondered where they had stayed and how they could afford to stay in some of the London hotels while on leave. Nursing Sister Lily Carter's album put me straight on this matter. At 95 Lancaster Gate, London, was the IODE Club for Canadian Nurses. Lily had included not only photos of the place, but this write-up as well. These rest quarters will no doubt increase the efficiency of the nurses greatly. The daughters of the Empire will maintain these quarters for the duration of the war. After the racking days of service in the war zone, these quarters are perfect haven of rest. The rooms are restful, capacious, well-lighted, and very soothing to jaded nerves. The furnishings are fitted for the luxury of comfort.
Well, it was good to know they had somewhere to go, that's for sure.
That's right, that's right, rather than an expensive London hotel.
Absolutely.
Some of the nurses, when they got to London, had made arrangements with relatives, their brothers or whatever, their sweethearts, to meet them there. They would ask for leave at the same time. But because the nurses were officers, they couldn't be seen in public in uniform with a lowly private, because a lot of their relatives were simply privates. And so they had to meet them in civvies, and they would go and get their pictures taken together in London. She would take her uniform in a bag and change at the photograph studio, and then change back into civvies and go for lunch. And I've got a number of sister-brother photos from this exercise where they're shown in the photo in uniform, but they certainly didn't get there in uniform.
Right.
But it was against the rules for an officer to be seen hobnobbing with someone of lesser title. Oh, yes.
Huh. Well, at least they found a way around it and
they
could
did.
Meet their brothers and sweethearts.
Yeah, they did.
Well, thanks very much for coming in today, Cher. Let's remind listeners where they can buy your books.
Any bookstore can order it. It has an ISBN number. Did you want me to quote that?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. 978-0-9737330-6-8. I hope you got that, because I
well,
don't think there's time to repeat it.
Yeah, it might be easier to do it through your name, which
yes,
and
you
I'll
can
spell that for
I
you.
I think most of the bookstores will be able to do it through name and through title, World One Nursing Sisters of Old Durham County.
Right.
They can do a search that way, and any bookstore can order it. Or you can go on one of my websites, Cher Leetoos, just the way it sounds. Put it in a Google search and you'll come up with my website, and there's a contact share button everywhere that I could put one in. You can't miss it, and you can get a hold of me and order a book.
Great. Thanks very much. And thanks too to our listeners for tuning in today. If you have any comments, queries, or suggestions, please contact us through wordonthehills@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us again next week.